I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. People traditionally associate national park travel with summer, but it's the off-season months when some national parks really come alive, and that's when the smart travelers get going. Yellowstone isn't just about seeing Old Faithful. The Yellowstone Institute has overnight nature programs that run in fall and winter. It's an all-inclusive program where you go snowshoe hiking, spot winter wildlife, and sleep in national park lodges. Fall comes early in Acadia National Park in Maine, so you can see some serious foliage colors starting right now. And in winter, it becomes one of the best places for cross-country skiing, even dog sledding. Now, there's no question that the major parks can get expensive and crowded in summer. But once the weather cools down, you can actually get a campsite or lodge without a reservation in major parks like Yosemite and the Grand Canyon. You practically get the whole park to yourself. And in my book, that's a trip worth taking. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.